AP News on this Christmas Day. I'm Jackie Quinn. Dangerous travel today in the upper Midwest and parts of the Plain States, with snow falling and blizzard warnings posted for central South Dakota and much of Nebraska.
Totals today are expected to be anywhere from 6 to 12 inches.
And forecaster Bob Orebeck at the National Weather Service says the eastern seaboard could see lots of rain.
There is potential for some flooding over the next few days.
Among your holiday gifts, there could be a gift card. The National Retail Federation says Americans spent some $30 billion on gift cards this year. And our Rita Foley reports some people never redeem them.
A lot of us just put them in the drawer and forget about them. So here's something you may want to know. There could be expiration dates or inactivity fees on those cards that vary by state, though there's also a federal law that says a gift card can't expire for 5 years.
There's been a ceasefire plan introduced for Israel, which would end the fighting, have the hostages released, and set up a long-term governing body for Hamas-controlled areas. Pope Francis, in his yearly Urbe et Orbi address, took aim at weapons manufacturers, denouncing gun violence that seems to occur when those prone to violence have a gun in their hand. Police in Ocala, Florida, are now offering a reward to find a suspect in a fatal shooting this holiday weekend at a shopping mall. A tattoo artist was killed. And in Colorado Springs, a fight at the Citadel Mall led to one person shot and killed.
Two groups of individuals that were engaged in a fight when the shooting started.
Police spokesman Ira Cronin on KRDO-TV. Lawyers for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny say they've been able to meet with him in a penal colony above the Arctic Circle. This is AP News. The Denver Broncos' playoff chances took a big step backward.
Denver lost to the Patriots 26-23, now 7-8. Coach Sean Payton says his guys are not in a good position to reach the postseason.
Our margin for error right now isn't what it needs to be, and we end up on the losing end of a game.
Bailey Zappe threw two touchdown passes, and even though the Broncos battled back from a 23-7 deficit, their effort fell short when Chad Ryland drilled a 56-yard field goal with 2 seconds to go. With the victory, the Patriots improve to 4-11. Bruce Morton, Denver.
China's authority in charge of press and publications has approved 105 online games. The authority says it fully supports the industry after curbs cause massive losses for major gaming companies. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.